you will, turn your Bibles to Luke 18. Luke 18 and verse number 1. We're going to spend the next 4 weeks on Wednesday night talking about things that we should always do. Things that we should always do. And I'm excited about this because I want us to be exhorted, encouraged, because at times in life we are discouraged, we're defeated. At times in life we feel down, blue because of life. And life has a way of beating up on the children of God at times. However, we know that we have a responsibility to always do some things. Before we get into Luke 18 and verse number 1, the Bible teaches us in Philippians 4 and 4, we need to rejoice always. We're going to talk about that. But we also need to be a people, according to Galatians 4:18, to be zealous always. We ought to have a zeal. We ought to have an energy, an excitement for being God's people, being children of God, knowing his word, and getting to know his word. 1 Corinthians 1 verse number 4, we need to be thankful always. But I want you to look at Luke 18 verse number 1. The Bible says, then he spoke a parable to them that men always what? Ought to pray and not faint or lose heart. Discouragement takes place. Have you ever been spiritually exhausted? Of course you have. All of us have. If you are spiritual, striving to do that which is right, you have been spiritually exhausted at times in your spiritual life. And you look at the word faint there in the King James, or to not to lose heart in the New King James, and it literally means to become spiritless. You're discouraged, despondent, blue. Some 6 times we find this idea of fainting not in the scriptures. And I want us to turn our Bibles real quick to 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse number 1. And I want us to talk about some things that should motivate us to not lose heart. I think about children of God that kind of lose their way, become discouraged. I'm done. I quit. I don't want no more. I'm out. And it made me think about ministry. And in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, of course, this is a devotional. Brother Brian, I can't get all riled up because I can't be preaching all night. However, when you look at 2 Corinthians chapter 3, Paul is talking about the ministry of reconciliation, the ministry of the Spirit, not the law of Moses. And in 2 Corinthians 4 and verse number 1, he says something interesting, Brother Ryan. Therefore, since we have this ministry, what ministry? The ministry of the Spirit, the New Testament, the New Covenant. As we have received mercy, we do not faint. We don't lose heart. And I thought about this. I thought about this from a principal perspective. When children of God truly have ministry, when they're serving, when they have something greater than themselves that they're willing to involve themselves in, they're not trying to run away from God. As a matter of fact, they're running toward God. Why? Because I'm looking for an opportunity to serve. Acts 10 and verse 38. And so that caused me to think more and more, shouldn't we be praying for more opportunities to work? Shouldn't we be praying that God allows us to serve one another and to serve our community and serve one another, serve people rather? But a lot of times as the people of God, we grow faint. Why? Because we're not busy. Friends, we need to be busy. We need to get busy and stay busy. I guarantee you, if you're busy doing the Lord's work, you don't have time to be quitting. You don't have time to turn your back on God. You don't have time to go backwards into the world. As a matter of fact, because you're working and doing what God wants you to do, you're going to be like Jabez in 1 Chronicles chapter 9 and verse number 4, or 1 Chronicles 4 and verse number 9. Give me more to do. Give me more territory. Give me more to do for you. Why? Because what I'm doing right now is not enough. I need more to do for the Lord. Praying always. Think of Galatians 6. In Galatians chapter 6, very next book, as we come to a close, Galatians 6, we think about, if I'm doing what God wants me to do, I'm going to grow fatigue at times. I'm going to get tired at times. And there's an exhortation, there's an encouragement that God desires for us to have. And we need to encourage one another. In verse number 9, here the Bible teaches us, And let us not grow weary while doing good. For in due season, we shall reap if we what? Don't lose heart. Don't faint. Friends, it's not the time to be turning back on God. This is not the time to, just because I'm tired, just because I'm despondent, just because I'm, no, I need to move forward doing God's will. And that's going to require me praying, require me fellowshipping, require me being around the people of God. And so I'm not going to give in to discouragement, defeatism, despair, depression. I'm not going to give in to those things. Why? Because I have a family that I need to be involved with, to fellowship with. And so I end with this. Go to Ephesians 3, the very next book. And I was thinking about this as it relates to growing weary and how the people of God in Ephesus, well, they needed encouragement. And Paul, as he tells the brethren there in Ephesians chapter 3, as he's talking about the great mystery, and the mystery being the Jews and the Gentiles in one body, in one church, obeying the same gospel. And Paul says in verse number 13 of Ephesians chapter 3, he says, therefore, I ask that you do not faint, don't lose heart at my tribulation for you, which is your glory. Brethren, we may be going through difficult times, even as leaders in the Lord's church. We need to build up each other. We need to encourage each other. Why? Like Nehemiah, I'm doing a great work, can't come down. I'd be a fool to quit on God. Amen. I've come too far to quit. Why? Just like Peter in John chapter 6, to whom shall I go? You have the words of eternal life. There's nowhere else I can go. So you stop and you think about this. Every Wednesday night, we're going to talk about things that we should always be doing. We ought to be encouraging each other, building up each other. And if we can't encourage one another, then I don't know what we're going to do. Maybe you're not a child of God. We want to encourage you to want to study, to consider opening up the Word of God and allowing the Word of God to persuade you to become a Christian, to be a follower of Christ. But how? By obeying the gospel. What's the gospel? The gospel is the good news. Well, what does the good news include? Well, it includes the kingdom of God, Acts 8:12, and the authority of Christ. You have to believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Be willing to repent of your sins, confess Christ to be Lord, and be buried in water for the remission of your sins, and God will do something amazing in your life. He'll wash away all your sins through the blood of his Son. He'll add you to his Son's church, the Lord's church, the church of Christ, Acts 2 and verse 47. If you live faithful, even unto death, Revelation 2:10, his Son will say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. You've been faithful a few things. I'll make you rule over many. Enter into the joys of thy Lord. Don't you want to hear those words? Maybe a child of God and you haven't been encouraged. As a matter of fact, you've been discouraged, defeated, despaired, depressed. Well, stop. Because I say this before and I'll say it again. If God did nothing else for us, Brother Ryan, he did enough by giving us his Son. He don't have to do anything else for us. We just need to remain faithful as we stand and as we sing our Savior's invitation.